With its accreditation on the line, officials at Greensboro-based Bennett College face a February 1st deadline to raise $5 million. They need to convince their accrediting agency that the private, historically black College for Women is financially sound. Bennett officials were informed last month that its accreditation was revoked because of financial shortcomings. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn visited Bennett and filed this report.
This is the Global Learning Center at Bennett, one of three buildings built on campus in the past 2 years with federal money from the Education Department's HBCU Capital Financing Program. The large, richly appointed center houses classrooms, a high-tech multi-purpose room, and administrative offices, including Bennett's president, Phyllis Dawkins.
Right now, we are accredited.
Bennett was placed on probation by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, or SACS, in 2016 for not complying with the organization's financial stability rules. Then came last month's decision to revoke Bennett's accreditation. School officials appealed. During the appeal process, Bennett will maintain its accreditation. School officials believe raising $5 million will sway SACS in their favor, but Dawkins says only $1.7 million has been raised so far.
It's a stressful time, but I feel very confident that we will reach that $5 million goal.
Dawkins says HBCU officials, alumni, churches, and people across the country are sending in donations ranging from a few dollars to $100,000. In the past week, online calls for help from black fraternities and sororities have netted more than $130,000.
We're asking organizations and foundations to stretch their giving. I think a lot of monies come in at the last minute, because people have to meet with their boards, organizations, and then flow the money into the institution.
According to LaDaniel Gatlin, a Bennett vice president who is overseeing the fundraising campaign, they are also asking for large donations from corporations referred to them by the United Negro College Fund, which provided references as to Bennett's financial soundness.
No one said no, so that's always a great sign. And so now what we're against now is just time. Many of these asks are situations where people are doing their due diligence. They want to make sure that they have all the questions answered in order to make the decision to invest in Bennett. If we get one, two, or more of those large level asks to come through, I think we'll be in good shape.
A lot of Bennett's funding comes from tuition. Enrollment was close to 800 students 10 years ago. It stands at 465 now, up 16% from last year. If Bennett's accreditation is not reinstated, it would lose all of its federal student loan money, which about 98% of students receive, and face potential closure. Over the last 11 years, school officials say they had budget surpluses for 4 years and ran deficits in seven. Last year's surplus was more than $400,000.
You can have a surplus, but still not be in a favorable cash position when it comes to operating the college long term. SACS would want us to have enough cash in hand or access to cash to be able to operate the institution for multiple years.
Currently, President Dawkins says Bennett's endowment is $13 million, but her new strategic plan calls for it to increase fourfold. Debt that needs to be paid now stands at about $8 million. Additional federal loans received through the HBCU Capital Financing Program have been deferred by the Education Department for 6 years, with no interest accrued during that time. Gatlin says that will give school officials time to stabilize financially and implement cost-cutting plans. He says that, coupled with the $5 million campaign, will put them in better standing with SACS.
Bennett has been here before. So now we have to demonstrate to our investors that it's not going to be the same thing over again. So we have got to answer the question about how we're going to be different. It is not business as usual. There will be changes.
A lot of students around Bennett's campus wear T-shirts with the fundraising logo, hashtag Stand With Bennett. Proceeds from the T-shirt sales go to the campaign.
My mom brought five.
Really?
Oh, my whole family bought them. I have like 11 people on my mother's side. They all bought them.
Once you put that hashtag there, you know, hashtag Stand With Bennett, it's like, bam, in your face. I think it was a really good idea.
Senior Brooke Kane says students are proud to see college officials fight for the 146-year-old institution's survival and are getting involved.
I feel like our students now are trying to think of ways on their part, even if they can't give money, like, can I write a letter to the Obamas? Can I write a letter to Beyonce and tell her why my institution is worth saving?
Senior Constance Staley says her feelings about Bennett have not changed, but says a few students have talked of leaving out of fear that the school will close.
In those moments, we kind of just sit down and talk about it, you know, and just be honest with each other. But most of the time, we encourage students to stay because we are still accredited, and I believe that everything will stay fine.
We met with it.
Down the hall, Robert Kinzer, a Maryland-based financial expert, was finishing up a seminar. He says with all of the chatter nationally about Bennett's struggle, he's surprised they are behind on their goal.
I know there's individuals as well as institutions that drop $5 million just on advertising for a particular product. So I'm shocked that they have not raised that money, because a lot of people knows the history about Bennett College and what they're trying to do. And it's very sad that someone is not stepping up. I want to believe that someone is going to step up.
Bennett has received fundraising help from the Tom Joyner and Ricky Smiley shows, both nationally syndicated shows targeting African Americans. Dawkins says if they don't reach their goal, they might liquidate some of the school's assets.
That's not a very popular thing to do, but we're looking at some of our art and some of our land, trying to liquidate it by February 1st. We don't want to go either route, land or art, but we rather save Bennett than to save the land and save a piece of art on the wall.
Bennett's appeal hearing is February 18th. If the school loses its appeal, Dawkins says they will sue Sachs. She's confident the school can keep its accreditation during that process. Bennett is a United Methodist college, and Dawkins says as a backup, they have applied for accreditation through the Transnational Association for Christian Schools. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.